This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Today is Tuesday, February 5th. What to expect from the President's State of the Union address tonight and how the Pope made history this week. Plus, what to know about electric cars, pictures on Flickr, and how Domino's is using artificial intelligence. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Tonight is the night President Trump will give his State of the Union address. Remember, it's happening a week later than originally planned. It was delayed during the government shutdown, but now the government is back open and the annual State of the Union address is back on. So what can you expect? Well, the White House released part of his speech so far, and it shows the president plans to call for unity and bipartisan cooperation. USA Today says you can definitely expect him to mention immigration and the need for border security. He still wants that funding for a border wall or barrier. And keep in mind, negotiations about that are still going on. Another government shutdown could happen later this month. Trump is also expected to talk about the success of the economy and highlight the criminal justice reform bill that passed with support from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. The Democratic response will be given by Democrat Stacey Abrams. She'll be in Atlanta for her speech. Remember, Abrams made national headlines when she ran for governor in Georgia last year, but she lost in a close and disputed race. It all starts with the State of the Union at 9 p.m. Eastern. An investigation into Trump's 2017 inaugural committee is moving forward. ABC News cite sources saying federal prosecutors have now subpoenaed documents from the committee, looking into how $100 million for Trump's inauguration events were actually raised and spent. We first learned about this criminal investigation late last year. And at least one question, did anyone give money in exchange for political favors, access, or influence? If so, that's illegal. But we don't know the answer yet. A spokeswoman for the inaugural committee told ABC News they're reviewing the subpoena and they do plan to cooperate. President Trump picked former oil lobbyist David Bernhardt to lead the Interior Department. Bernhardt is the current deputy chief of the department, and the New York Times says he's had a hand in opening federal land and water to oil, gas, and coal companies. And right now, he's acting Secretary of the Interior. He stepped in when Ryan Zinke resigned because of ethical issues. The Hill says, assuming Bernhardt gets the gig for good, he'll oversee 500 million acres of public lands, including protected wildlife areas and national monuments, as well as energy production like offshore drilling. While supporters say he's very experienced and right for the job, critics like environmental groups say his ties to the oil industry are a major problem. A majority of senators still need to give Bernhardt the thumbs up before he gets the job. Stay tuned. Pope Francis is making history. He's now the first pope to visit the Arabian Peninsula, the birthplace of Islam. ABC News reports the pope hopes his visit to the United Arab Emirates will do two things. One, improve relations with the Muslim world. And two, encourage Catholics living in the area. Converting from Islam is illegal in the UAE, but the pope wants to encourage interfaith dialogue. He spoke to leaders from a variety of religions, saying they all must come together for the future of humanity. And the Pope is holding Mass today, which will be the largest Christian celebration ever in the country. Today, more than a billion people around the world are celebrating the Lunar New Year, also known as the Chinese New Year. Today marks the beginning of the 15-day celebration, and this year is the Year of the Pig, which the BBC says is considered a positive one, a symbol of optimism, enthusiasm, and hard work. Celebrations include food, fireworks, and performances across Asia. The annual New York City Parade is on February 17th in Chinatown. It's not a great week for some employees at America's largest automaker. CNBC says General Motors is expected to cut about 4,000 jobs by tomorrow, before GM releases its latest earnings report. But if this sounds familiar, it is. Last year, GM offered buyouts to thousands of employees and began restructuring. The company plans to stop production at 5 plants in North America. Reuters reports GM is now more focused on producing electric cars. Starting this year, you can get an electric pickup truck for less than $9,000. But it might not be what you think. The electric truck made in China is small and can only go up to 28 miles per hour. Bloomberg reports Kion Motors hopes to sell 10,000 so-called Pikmin trucks in the U.S. this year, saying the mini trucks work well on farms or construction sites. They cost about one-tenth of an F-150, but of course, they're very different. They're small, they can only go 28 miles per hour, and they can only go about 75 miles fully charged, and they don't have as much crash protection. Quartz reports tiny cars are a big trend in China right now. We'll see if it takes off in the U.S. More news still ahead, but a quick break today to tell you about today's sponsor, Everyday Einstein. This is another podcast that is full of quick stories to help you understand the world better. Everyday Einstein is hosted by Dr. Sabrina Steerwalt. She's an astrophysicist with a PhD from Cornell who loves explaining science in terms anyone can understand, because we all know science news can be a bit dense. But with Everyday Einstein, you can learn what's going on in the world of science in just 8 to 10 minutes a week. Hear answers to questions like, how do you know if your tap water is safe to drink? And fun stories like whether double dipping chips in salsa is actually scientifically gross. So check it out and subscribe to Everyday Einstein wherever you listen to podcasts. That's Everyday Einstein. Now back to the news. Super Bowl 53 was not only the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history, it was also the least watched Super Bowl in a decade. Reuters reports ratings were down more than 5% from last year's big game. But all of that said, the Super Bowl is still the most watched TV event of the year by far, with more than 98 million people tuning in 2019. So advertisers are still willing to pay millions. Grammy-nominated rapper 21 Savage is facing deportation. He was arrested for being in the U.S. illegally. CNN says many people thought the 26-year-old rapper was from Atlanta, but he was apparently born in the U.K. and came to the U.S. as a teenager on a visa in 2005. His visa expired a year later, but he never left. The rapper's attorney says he never hid his legal status from the government and that he applied for a U.S. visa in 2017. Right now, the rapper is in custody in Georgia, and he'll go through the process in federal immigration court. Slack, that workplace chat tool, is going public. Well, it's in the beginning stages, but TechCrunch says the company has taken the first steps to be a publicly listed company 5 years after it launched. Slack has 10 million active users a day and has even seen a spike in the number of people using the mobile app. The company was valued at $7 billion in 2018. Uber, Lyft, Pinterest, and Airbnb are also expected to go public this year. The same guy who co-founded Slack was also the co-founder of the photo-sharing site Flickr before it sold to Yahoo and then sold to another photo-sharing site last year, SmugMug. Flickr is in the news today as well, because today is the last day you can either pay to stay on the site or save and delete your photos. Otherwise, Flickr will be deleting them for you. USA Today reports Flickr plans to start deleting the accounts that have not been accessed for years and go from there. And the deleting process will likely take months. But still, here's your warning. You could earn free Domino's pizza, even if you buy pizza from its competitors. CNBC says it doesn't matter where you get the pizza, you just need to submit that you bought pizza on the Domino's app. The app will use artificial intelligence to detect if there is sauce, cheese, and crust. If all that checks out, you get 10 points, and 60 points gives you a free medium Domino's pizza. Domino's hopes the promotion will get more people to download and order on the company's new app. And the promotion ends in April. Expect plenty of talk today about Oprah and her A-list celebrity guests in Times Square today. Oprah will be interviewing Bradley Cooper, Michael B. Jordan, Melinda Gates, and the president of Time's Up, Lisa Borders, as well as politician Beto O'Rourke, who some say might be running for president, all in front of a live audience today. But even if you're not in NYC, you can hear the one-on-one conversations later. Oprah's Super Soul Conversations from Times Square will eventually air on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. And that's it. You are all caught up. If you enjoy getting the news here each day, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button. It's free, and it puts new episodes in your feed so you don't miss a thing. And you can always read more about the stories we talk about. I try to make it easy for you by listing all the stories and sources in today's show notes. Just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.